Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie, and we're grateful to have you with us.
You put a little twist in that again. And you know what? I have to agree with you. We are grateful. We're grateful for a lot of things. But what I'm going to do right now, this last two have been different. This one's going to be a little different, too. And this is by popular demand. We've had a couple of people ask. Well, I've had a couple people ask me.
I still don't know what you're going to do, but go ahead.
Well, it's kind of fun, you know. Some people have said, oh, you guys sound like a radio program. You guys ought to be on K-Wave, you know, which would be fun. We started doing this as a way of staying connected with the church.
Right.
And we found that it's had some really good results. In fact, we've even been surprised how it's been spread far and wide. And so the few questions I've had about us doing this is, you know, how do you do it? How do you do that? And right from the start, I didn't have any particular plan. I just knew we were going to talk about the Lord. That was for me. I said, well, this is easy. We don't really do any great amount of preparation. It's more along the lines of, you know, what verse is God speaking to you out of today? And then we just start talking about it. And I'll tell you where this actually stems from, because I've considered this. Remember when we very first started dating? If you can remember back all those years ago. Our very first conversations were about the Lord. And since that time, we continue to talk about the Lord. The Lord's the biggest centerpiece of our conversation in everyday life. So honestly, there are many times during the day where you could actually record us when we're in the car driving someplace or we're sitting and having a meal. There are a few places where you can eat outside. Or we're walking around the neighborhood and we'll just start asking each other, well, what do you think about this verse? And what do you think that says? And why did God say that? And how can that be applied to our lives? And so by having the Word of God as like a centerpiece of our life, this is just an overflow of that when we sit down and talk about the Lord. What do you think about that, Jeannie?
Well, I do like to discover new things, and so I look at reading the Bible and learning more about the Lord and how our relationship with Him and how it affects other people. All that is like exciting. It's like I'm learning fresh new information or just exciting things.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about going to heaven, in the past, you used to think, oh, I'm just going to sit there and twiddle my thumbs and sing. And then I really started to look at it as, you know what? I will never get to a place where I know everything. You know, I'm going to be in a place where I'm still discovering.
Yes.
I mean, I see, like, I almost get to go on tours of the universe or just different jobs He has for us to do. Yeah. There's always going to be a lot of discovering, I believe, just new revelation and enjoying all that. So when I think about talking about the Lord, talking about what He says in the Bible, talking about relationships, to me it's wrapped around discovering, and it's makes it fun and exciting.
Yes.
Never stale. And
right. We're on a great adventure, aren't we?
Yeah.
And this adventure is never going to end. That's beautiful. So I've talked about before the learning curve as far as God is concerned and learning about God. And here's the picture. We're finite. He's infinite. So what kind of a learning curve do we have when it comes to learning all there is to know about God? There's never an end to it.
Right.
For all eternity, God will be showing us new things. And that is very exciting. And so we're just scratching the surface. And we just so enjoy the Lord, and so enjoy talking about him. While you were talking, I thought of a verse that says that, you know, the Lord is new every morning. It's new every morning. So that's the absolute truth. The depth of it is new every morning, too.
And when you mention the word depth, I think of the verse that says, you know, how deep and wide and high and broad is God's love for us. Like, yeah, it's something that you'll never be able to completely get to the bottom of. So like when we talked about the other day, prayer, in our prayer time,
yes,
I put myself in that position where I'm just going to soak up God's love, because I know I'm never going to reach the bottom of it.
You
know?
Right.
So that's a discovery. It's kind of the,
yes,
I just always want to be growing and learning more and getting, yes, closer, and then having him use my life. It's not just for me to get, you know, satisfied, but to be used by him.
So right.
That's exciting.
So when could you not talk about that? Or, yeah, when would that not be relevant?
That's every part of our life. I mean, our daily life with our own life, and then with everybody we know, our kids, our grandkids, our, you know, people at church, our neighbors, relatives. Everything revolves around him.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got a real kick out of this past Sunday with our scripture reader. So John got up there and he shared a verse. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was about worship.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he had read the verse, he wanted to throw in a couple lines there. And he said, you know, you can worship doing anything. Anything can become worship. And that's true. Driving your car, going to your job as an act of worship. Everything can involve a connection and a praise and a thankfulness to God. So we sing that song, God is my all in all. Let him be your all in all. Invite him into every single segment of your life. Don't relegate God to Sunday mornings or to, you know, daily devotional. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Let the Lord go deep into your life. Find out how wide and how deep his love is for you. Sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for today's devotional life. Actually, these last 3 days have been a little bit different because we've been wanting to give some insight, Lord. So I pray, Father, that this would be something that would be helpful and insightful for people as to how to pray, how to meditate on the word, and then today we wanted to focus in on how to bring God into everything. So thank you, Father. Bless my brothers and sisters. Help them today to bring you into every part of their life. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.